Good evening, everyone. Observing an annual custom of many years, the people of Washington have gathered in Lafayette Square, just across the avenue from the White House, to join with the president in lighting the National Community Christmas Tree. This is the third year that President Roosevelt has come here to extend his greetings to the people of the United States by means of radio, and to personally press the button illuminating the big Nordman fir, which serves as a symbol for all community Christmas trees everywhere.
Ladies and gentlemen, and radio audience, the President of the United States.
Mr. Secretary, my friends everywhere, in every part of the land, once more the most joyous of all days draws near. And again, it is my great privilege on this blessed eve of the Nativity to wish the American people a Merry Christmas. This is the third time that I have joined in these Christmas Eve festivities in a typical American setting, in the park here in front of the White House. Before me and around me is an American assembly, men and women of all ages, youth and maidens, young children who know nothing about the cares of life, all old and young, jubilant with joyous expectation. The night is falling, and the spirit of other days broods also over the scene. Andrew Jackson looks down upon us from his prancing steed, and the four corners of the square in which we are gathered around a gaily lit Christmas tree are guarded by the figures of intrepid leaders in the war of the Revolution. Von Steuben, the German, Kosciuszko, the Pole, Lafayette and Rochambeau from the shores of France. I think this is in keeping with the universal spirit of the festival that we are celebrating. For we who stand here among our guardians out of the past and from far shores are, I suppose, as diverse in blood and origin as are the uncounted millions throughout the land to whom these words go out tonight. But around the manger of the babe of Bethlehem, all nations, all kindreds, all tongues find unity. For the spirit of Christmas knows no race, no creed, no clime, no limitation of time or space. Yes, the spirit of Christmas breathes an eternal message of peace and goodwill to all men. We pause, therefore, on this holy night, and laying down the burdens and the cares of life, and casting aside the anxieties of the common day, rejoice that 1900 years ago, heralded by angels, there came into the world one whose message was of peace, who gave to all mankind a new commandment of love. In that message of love and peace, we find the true meaning of Christmas. And so I greet you with the greeting of the angels on that first Christmas at Bethlehem, which resounding through centuries, still rings out with the eternal message, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill to man.